We were very close to canceling Robin Washington again, but he joins us now on the Lusso's Harley Davidson hotline. Hi, Robin.
It wouldn't be a full week if I wasn't on the brink of cancellation on your show, so I just had to keep it going.
Well, I do want to throw this out there in term, you know, just for transparency's sake. We called you on the wrong day last week.
This is true.
Josh, did you know this? I put him on the wrong day. We called him on Tuesday last week.
Huh.
And he just answered and did the interview like a professional.
Never said a word about it.
Yeah, we got to give you credit for that.
Well, Tuesday felt like Wednesday last week, sure.
It's a short week. Confused.
Robin Washington's in the middle of the work week, no matter whether that be a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or what have you.
There you go.
There are no grinds on this beat. there are no breaks on this grind, I should say.
Yeah, there's some grinds on the beat, I think.
Yes, there's definitely grinds. Missed that one.
What is your favorite ACC Big Ten Challenge memory as we send it off finally with a late night game at PBA tonight?
Probably, I think they beat the Miami team that was supposed to be pretty good.
Yes, they went to like the Sweet 16 the year before that, right?
In the early days of PBA, that it was a pretty fun environment. Nebraska beat them up pretty good. Otherwise, they've been pretty forgetful.
Yes.
The annual, did Nebraska play this team in a Orange Bowl matchup series, finally coming to an end.
A lot of matchups against Wake Forest, Boston College, and Clemson.
Yep, Virginia Tech. They had a Florida State one in there in Miami, so all the premier matchups.
They're 5.5-point favorites tonight, and they've been. Yeah. I mean, I would say, you know, the nice win over Florida State over the weekend. It was tough for them against Oklahoma and Memphis, but I mean, the biggest difference there in the Orlando thing was getting Derek Walker back. I imagine that provides a pretty significant boost going into this really, really tough stretch now with Boston College tonight and Creighton on Sunday and Indiana, Purdue, Kansas State after that leading up to Christmas. Like, it's a boost at a much needed time for them.
Yeah, couldn't come soon enough. But, you know, you got to wonder if Derek would have been in the swing of things. You know, do they beat Oklahoma? You know, that was a game that I thought that they matched up pretty well, and clearly they just couldn't keep up, and it seemed like they were missing something. And you saw a little bit of that. Obviously, there was some rust to knock off against Memphis, where Derek kind of got thrown right into it. Got a double-double, but he also had 9 turnovers. Well, next time out, they actually get a day to prep with Derek fully in the lineup, and all of a sudden they look like a completely different team, where all of a sudden Derek's doing everything, where he's scoring, you know, career high 20 points, hauling in 13 rebounds, dishing out assists, and playing some point guard, of all things. So, you know, we knew that he was a critical piece to this team. Obviously, his efficiency and his production last year, and then his voice as maybe one of the top leaders in the locker room, the one guy that's been here and done it as much as anybody on the team. You know, those were two, you know, pretty important things that Nebraska just didn't have. But then, you know, you see the little things that he does, where he provides that, you know, release option against pressure defense, where he can bring the ball up court in the half court, where they set him up in the high post. And he's not just a threat to, you know, beat slower centers off the dribble and get to the hoop, but he can facilitate. And you see a direct ripple effect with Derek Walker, you know, operating as kind of that distributor out of the high post, what that does for a guy like Sam Griesel, who had kind of been struggling a little bit. And just having Derek there to take some tension away from the opposing defense has freed Sam up to where he can be more aggressive. And he dropped 13 points after, like I said, a couple of rough outings. So you really can't say enough about what Derek Walker means to this team. And the schedule is going to get awfully brutal here when you flip the calendar to December. But if they can string together 2 Power Six wins, albeit against some very struggling opponents, either way, that's the momentum that they desperately need, especially where they were coming out of that Memphis game.
Will we ever know why Derek Walker randomly missed the first 3 weeks of the season?
Not publicly. you know, there's plenty of stuff out there as far as rumors and whatnot. So, I mean, you can probably connect the dots pretty easily, but they're not going to say it. Fred was going to leave it to Derek, and Derek said he didn't want to talk about it. So I guess that's that. You know, I don't see any reason to pry any further at this point. Seems like the book is closed and everybody's moving forward.
Yeah. So an 8:15 tip tonight. I guess what's a good record over the next five leading up to? So you have, like I said, Boston College, Creighton, Indiana, Purdue. And, you know, they're all, you know, Boston College is a little bit different than the other three. And then K-State after that. So Boston College, K-State, and the bookends are a little bit lighter. Creighton, Indiana, Purdue are all like top 15 teams. I guess what's a reasonable expectation over five games for Nebraska?
Reasonable would be one.
A one win. Yeah.
You know, maybe on the high end you get two. But just what I've seen right now, they're not beating Creighton. They're not beating Indiana. They're not beating Purdue. And, you know, anything can happen, I guess, but I would be astounded if any of those upsets were to happen, just given, you know, the way those teams have all been playing and kind of what Nebraska's struggles have been this year. But, you know, again, Boston College is a game they should win. They're favored, and that reflects that. And Boston College has struggled. They don't score. And this is a game that, at home, Nebraska has to get. And then Kansas State, you know, they've kind of been a lot better than some people have thought. There's a guy that probably should be wearing a Husker uniform right now and lead the way for them down there, and Keontae Johnson.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's in Kansas City, technically a neutral site, but you're playing in K-State's backyard, so that it's certainly not going to be easy. But if you want to look at maybe the next most likely after Boston College, that would probably be it. But, you know, we've talked all along how daunting this schedule is. And basically after tonight, you're right in the middle of it where you're going through that December stretch. You get one game against Queens College, and then you're right on into Big Ten play playing Iowa, who some people are saying this might be the best team Iowa's had top to bottom under Fran McCaffrey. So, you know, this is not going to be an easy year for Nebraska. And they at least got Derek Walker back, but you look back on some of the missed opportunities, you know, they had, you know, particularly down in Orlando. They need every win they can get, but just because from here on out, nothing's going to be easy. And so tonight's critical. Kansas State is one that, you know, they at least have a puncher's chance, but there's going to be so many games like Creighton, like Indiana, like Purdue, where it's just going to be so much to ask for them to be on the right side of the scoreboard.
There are definitely grinds on this beat, if
absolutely.
You will.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to be right in the thick of it here in a little bit.
Thanks, Robin. Talk to you later.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Robin Washington of HuskerOnline.com, covering Husker basketball. And we didn't even get to football mostly because we ran out of time. Sorry. So I made him talk about the painful stuff. It is a real, real stretch here. After tonight for Nebraska basketball. People forget that it's Creighton Nebraska week.
Maybe that's because
screw you, Matt Rhule.
It's because it's Creighton Texas week too.
That's true too. Screw you, Texas. You took up one of my favorite weeks of the year, Jasker week.
Yeah.
I love this game.
A lot going on.
But yeah, not much chatter about it for a variety of different reasons. We'll come back and finish things off, update the poll questions, tell you what to watch tonight next on 1620 The Zone.